It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Hey, way to go. You made it through the worst day of the week, and you've arrived at the best time of the worst day of the week. The end of it. Yeah. Welcome to the end of your Monday. You know what? The rest of the week is going to be for you. I'm looking into my crystal ball, and I am seeing what is before you. You are going to spend the rest of the week coasting, because you've already got through the worst part of this week, and that is the Monday. Oh, sure, there might be a puddle or two, and a drop of rain or two, and behind every silver cloud is a touch of gray, as the Grateful Dead so eloquently said in one of their final records. Ah, but you will withstand it. That is what I see in your future. I also see in your future some great conversation and talk right here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. My name is Lee Matthews, and I'd love to have you join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. The website, freedom969.com. My email address, the letter L, the word Matthews, spelled the traditional way with two T's, at freedom969.com. Did all of that make sense? There'll be a quiz next period. So what do we got on the old topic buffet today? Which, by the way, you can pick an item off of, or you can bring your own item if you like. I'm cool with covered dish. I just don't want any more of that green lime jello ambrosia with the mandarin oranges in it. Got tired of it at church, tired of it now, tired of it at my grandmother's. Don't want it from you. Basically, I'm figuratively speaking. Don't bring generic stuff. Bring your A-game to 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Okay, so last week we had a poll about the governor's race, and it is laser thin, not razor thin. Laser thin. Atom splitting thin. That's how thin it is. The lead is so thin, you could split an atom with it. Okay? And then when you do, that's going to cause a nuclear reaction. The other thing is that it's like the dadgum Kentucky Derby. I don't watch the Kentucky Derby anymore. So what do they have, 20 horses? It used to be, I think, 12 or 10. Whatever one gate holds, you know? And now they got to put two gates back to back and drag them both off so that when they make the round, I'm just worried. I don't like to see, I grew up around horses, and I don't like to see them suffer. I don't like to see them hurt. And when you cram that many horses on a horse track like that, 20 horses, and they're all going. I mean, that's the way thoroughbreds are. They're dragsters. That is all they want to do is run as fast as they can. And they compete with one another. And you think the jockeys are competitive? You want to see those horses? And then all of a sudden I'm worried, you know, one of them's going to trip and fall. And yeah, bam, 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 flip. Ooh, ow, ah! And I don't want to see that happen to these poor creatures. They don't know that they're out there earning a ton of money for people. They don't know that, hey, even if you don't win this race, are you going to have a good time as a super stud for the rest of your career? Because that's why they're cramming so many horses onto the Kentucky Derby. It is more valuable if you own a horse that has run in the Kentucky Derby than if it wins in Kentucky Derby. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's a rabbit hole. Let's get back on track. That is what our governor's office, our governor's race is like. We have so many that want to be governor, and they're going to have to trip up, and they're going to have to, some of them are going to have to fall off. And that's what the primary is all about. And so as we get closer to that, the mudslinging is continuing. I've got the newest chapter. You know what? It's not a new chapter. It's a new round in what is turning into an all-out snot-slinging, broken beer bottle throwing fight, boxing match, cage match. And one of the members is not even a candidate, Governor Stitt and Attorney General Drummond. They've been fighting at each other. Last week I announced Drummond is suing Stitt for defamation of character, I think. And we've got more on that story coming up. But I mean, it's like, poof, poof, poof. Drummond, you said something that's wrong, and I didn't, poof, in the face. And then Stitt is, golly, poof, gets it in the face. And he can't even be governor anymore. Part of me, Drummond, why are you wasting time on this? Why are you wasting even money on this? He's not going to. There's nothing he can say. Well, he had a political action committee meet on governor's time and had met during and they had planned this. Okay. Guess what? If you get elected governor, you're going to have that each and every day. Someone trying to take you down. Someone trying to smudge you. So you may as well just get used to it. Why don't you deal with the person that really can take votes away from you? And Stitt ain't it. Stitt's not going to take votes away from you. Well, no, you don't understand. He's got a political action committee that's saying libelous things about him. Okay. All right. You've launched the lawsuit. Now move on. Because I got to tell you, the people of the state hate that stuff. They hate the mudslinging. They hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. And it's not just our state. I was talking to relatives over the weekend. And, you know, in Louisiana, the long-running Senator Cassidy got booted out. And he got booted out because Trump, well, they say Trump wanted him out because he was one of Trump's opponents. He voted to impeach Trump. I don't know if it was twice, but I know it was once. And one of my peeps I was talking to over the weekend, yeah, but he came around and he was starting to support Trump. I said, I know, it was already too late. The damage was done. It was a ridiculous impeachment. Nobody should have been voting. Even the people bringing the suit should not. Even the people bringing the impeachment should not have voted for it because it was so idiotic. And the American people saw right through that. And the people of the state of Louisiana saw that too. And that's why they got rid of Cassidy. And guess whose endorsement helped them undo Cassidy's senatorship in that state? The one Trump endorsed. Huh. Over the weekend. Well, it wasn't over the weekend. It was late Friday. Trump endorsed Massey. Huh. Massey. You know, if his name is Italian, it should be Mazzi. With the ZZ as a T sound. Hello, Mr. Mazzi. I've had some pizza pie and some fettuccine. Anyway. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So that's another thing we're starting to see. We're starting to see more of Trump-endorsed candidates winning in elections across the country and more of the never-Trumpers going bye-bye. By the way, a lot of those never-Trumper Republicans were also what I like to call the country club Republicans. They were the Republicans that got in bed with the old-school Republicans like Mitch McConnell and George W. at the time. Not slamming George W. I agreed with George W. I thought George W. was too much of a wimp, and a lot of the Republicans of that era, all too much of a wimp. You know, the John McCains of the world. Oh, my good heavens, Lord. We wanted him for touting himself as being a fighter, for touting himself as enduring the horrors of war in Vietnam. He sure didn't put up much of a political fight. I'm not trying to speak ill of the dead. I'm critiquing, okay? When it came time for him to really fight for what Republicans believed in, he was Mr. Milquetoast all the way. Anyway, so my question to you is, the newest round of Drummond and Stitt, is it really going to matter? Are you bothered by that? We also found out that the president of Iran resigned today. Something tells me if he hadn't resigned, it would have been firing squad at dawn. Yeah. Tulsa set a world record. No, it wasn't for how many turnpikes they can repair in a year's time. Looks like CBS made the right decision when they got rid of Stephen Colbert.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And our trade deficit is reduced. And it's driving the left absolutely nuts. All the while, we're laughing all the way to the bank. And so your calls as well to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Shane writes, and I think this is Shane, my old classmate from high school. Strange story. Strange, real quick story. Grew up, small town, South Louisiana. Dad was from Oklahoma City, so I would come up to Oklahoma City quite a bit, spend time with grandma, grandpa. Go see all those people I had no idea I was related to for the longest time, many of whom still listen to this program over in Pot County and Seminole County and Maud. I sure do love that little town. That was my Aunt Martha. My Aunt Martha spent most of her life in Maud, and I was here in town for a funeral. And poor Aunt Martha was getting kind of daft, and I think she was in one of the rest homes. Not the Maud rest home, but maybe the Tecumseh rest home. Anyway, we had to go pick her up and bring her to the funeral. And you know how people, when they're in that state, they start kind of wandering around. It was like, Aunt Martha, over here, Aunt Martha. No, I want to go over here and see my cousin so-and-so's grave. And we were at the cemetery at the funeral. Yeah. No, I want to. Okay, well, you can do that after we finish burying this relative, okay? Then you can go see them. And at one point, she turned around and she said, you know what? I sure do love this little town. And it just became a family joke. So anytime we're in a nice little town, you know, this is a nice little town. I sure do love this little town. That's my Aunt Martha's inside joke. Okay, so I grew up in a small town too. One high school. Everybody went to that high school. I have been doing this job since I was in the ninth grade. So the principal of the school only thought it appropriate that I be Mr. Announcer Guy in the morning. Mr. Pledge of Allegiance Guy. And so I would get on and do the Pledge of Allegiance and do all the announcements and then hand it off to the Key Club so they could talk about what they were going to be doing this week, and then hand it off to the union representative to talk to the teachers about how they could sign up for their PIPs. And then they'd hand it back to me, and I'd say something like, go out and make it a great day, and if you don't, try to get your money back. Or in case nobody told you yet, good morning. You know, something along those lines. Yeah, brighten your day. Well, as such, I had a lot of people who knew who I was, and I didn't really know who they were. So I would just have to do the, hey, you guy, how you doing there? You big silly, nice to see you. Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah. Well, I knew who this guy Shane was. I was a class ahead of him. And I knew who, there was a guy named Mark. I think his last name was Reed. Anyway, I'm in Fort Smith, and I'm doing classic rock and the Beatles and the Eagles and the Doobies. Blow, turn us up and get blown away. And all of a sudden, my phone rings, and I pick it up and say, hey, Lee, it's Mark. And he told me the name of the high school. And Mark, what are you doing in Fort Smith, Arkansas? I'm driving a truck. I drive through here all the time, and I never thought I'd hear you again, but here I am. Yay! Same thing with Shane. Shane called me up. And he said, Lee, I think we went to high school together. I said, what's your last name? And he told me. And I said, yeah, I know we did. I was a grade ahead of you. Or two grades ahead of you. One or two. Yeah, but I don't remember seeing you. Yeah, I said, yeah, you'll remember me if you go to the old book and look it up, okay? What he didn't understand was I was using my legal name then. I had not developed my nom de plume as it is now, which became my career handle, and that's where the mix-up was. But anyway, Shane, if this is you, and I think it is, who wrote me this, he says, I'm a supporter of Trump, but it is past time for negotiations. We need to bomb the bleep out of Iran.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Bomb, Iran.
I know firsthand how these inbred camel-humping Persians operate. It's called lies. Bomb their dumb rear ends right off the map and let's be done with it.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Big part of me, Shane, does not disagree. And thanks once again for listening now. And for all the years since we were in high school together. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Do you have great expectations? Did the test come back positive? Are you eligible for Medicare? Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, you don't need me to tell you you're eligible for Medicare. Plenty of people have been trying to tell you on your telephone, or if not your telephone, your email or your text. Ignore all of that confusion. Just make one phone call yourself to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make all year long, especially if you're new to Medicare. There's some ins and outs that you need to know about, and there might be some blanks that you weren't quite, some holes in your parachute you weren't quite aware of. And that's where the Well-Preserved team will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. My good friend Eunice Corey will answer your call, set up an appointment in person. No, it's not a 1-800 service, and no, it's not a place that is across the globe talking like this where you cannot understand what they are saying. It's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
When Trump said we need to build the wall because we've got people coming in here illegally bringing drugs and crime and rapists, what the average person listening at home heard was, yeah, we should probably build that wall. That doesn't sound safe at all. But the media wanted you to prioritize what they thought mattered, which was their made-up interpretation of Donald Trump's approach to border security. Same thing going on with Spencer Pratt right now.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You guys blew it. Trump sealed what you broke, the border. Now he's cleaning up the aftermath. You can't stand there and tell us how to clean up the mess. You lost that right.
That's Greg Gutfeld, and he's right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So even the crypto eggheads are getting into it. They're getting into how crypto is being traded versus how well certain candidates will do in the governor's race. According to Polymarket, which is a cryptocurrency market in the Oklahoma governor's election, it looks like this. Gettner Drummond in the lead with 45%. This is only based on what crypto is trading. I'm not sure how the methodology of this works. This is the crypto guys trading currency on how they think the governor's race will come out. So basically, Gettner Drummond is leading this particular poll, but it's based upon this is what the crypto guys want to see because they think it'll be best for their crypto businesses if Gettner Drummond wins the election. So he is ahead by 45%. Chip Keating in second place, 24%. Mike Mazie, 18%. Charles McCall, 14%. And then Jake Merrick with 1%. Again, this is the cryptocurrency market. Not exactly scientific here. Not exactly a polling of registered voters. Laisha Mitchell-Haynes with less than 1%.
I don't even know who she is. I'm sorry. I just don't.
So that's what the crypto guys are saying. I got to point out again that that poll that was released Thursday or Tuesday of last week? Doesn't matter. Non-doc. And I'm not saying they're not accurate, because they are. They're pretty accurate. But the problem is I don't think they got a big enough sample, because they only sampled about 500 people, and we got like 4 million in the state. And their plus or minus was like almost 5%. It was 4.6%. That's huge. You know what that means? That means if you are Mike Mazie and you're leading with 22%, well, that also could mean you're not leading at all and you're at 18%. Gettner Drummond has 21%. Okay, but that could also be 25%, or it could be 17%. Chip Keating had 21%. Again, it could be 25 or it could be 17. Charles McCall had 18%. So that could be 23%, or it could be 14%. Nondoc said the poll gathered in responses of more than 450 Oklahoma Republicans. The Republican primary is heading into a... So this is what this all means to you and me. There's going to be a runoff. There's going to be a runoff. A lot of people call this program and are fans of Jake Merrick, as am I. That's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to survive to the runoff. So that's what these tight polls all mean. There's going to be a runoff. If you're tired of the mudslinging already, well, you better put your force field on, because there's going to be even more of it going into the runoff. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. The newest round in the Drummond versus Stitt boxing match, because that is what it's turning into on Freedom 96.9. And your thoughts on that mudslinging? Stitt's not even in the race. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at Freedom969.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Mexican authorities have discovered a large tunnel connecting Tijuana and San Diego, highlighting continued concerns over cartel smuggling operations along the border. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say the country's latest Ebola outbreak has reached 282 confirmed cases, with most infections concentrated in the eastern Ituri province. More than 1,000 suspected cases are under investigation. Officials say early detection, contact tracing, and infection control remain critical. 5 healthcare workers have recovered, offering hope as efforts continue to contain the outbreak. Southwest Airlines is reversing course on its plus-size passenger policy.
The discount carrier will no longer require plus-size customers to book an extra seat in advance. Southwest said the change aims to create a more consistent and seamless experience. I'm Mark Nathan.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. If you've been injured in a crash and it feels like the insurance company is dragging its feet, that's because they are. Delay is one of their most effective tools. They know that medical bills pile up. They know that people get frustrated. They know the financial pressure forces bad decisions. So your calls, they go unanswered. That paperwork you sent in, it's lost. And weeks turn to months. The longer they wait, the cheaper the claim often becomes for them. You don't have to play that game. When a lawyer gets involved, Delay tends to disappear. If you've been injured in a crash and you need assistance, call me. I'm Noble McIntyre with McIntyre Law. My number is 777-7000 or email me at noble@mcintyrelaw.com. McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Calls for an independent investigation are growing after inmate Charles Tiger was stabbed more than 38 times at the Great Plains Correctional Facility in April. Tiger's wife, Dawn, and the Neal Center for Justice allege warnings about threats to his safety were ignored before the attack and are raising concerns about his medical treatment afterward. Oklahoma DOC says the assault was related to Tiger's gang affiliation and remains under investigation. Others have raised concerns about broader safety issues within the prison system. The Oklahoma City Police Department is reminding drivers to slow down after officers recently stopped a motorist traveling 105 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. Police say excessive speed puts both drivers and others on the road at serious risk. The department is urging motorists to obey speed limits and help keep roadways safe. Oklahoma City Public Schools has launched its Summer Learning 2026 program, which includes free breakfast and lunch for all children ages 1 through 18 throughout the month of June. Meals are served Monday through Thursday at several district locations, and students don't need to be enrolled in OKCPS to participate. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Voter. Early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
We're here talking with Stephen Smith from ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how can ICS make pool decks safer and better?
Our Pentek coatings are a game changer for pool decks. They're slip resistant for safety, UV resistant to prevent fading, and tough enough to withstand Oklahoma's sun, rain, and freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, they look stunning with customizable finishes.
All right. Well, safe and stylish. That's perfect for pool parties. How quick is the installation?
We're in and out in a single day. Our coatings cure fast, so you're back to enjoying your pool by the next afternoon. There's no long disruptions.
Well, talk about convenience. So what should our listeners do to get started?
Just call for a free estimate. We'll design a pool deck that's both functional and beautiful.
Make your pool deck shine with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012, 405-403-4012. Or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com for your free estimate today.
The newest chapter in the Drummond hates Stitt fight. Lee Matthews on the drive, continuing in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will be cooler with varying cloud cover and a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 88. Tomorrow night, we'll see increasing clouds, high humidity with occasional rain and a late night thunderstorm. The low will be about 68. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in some parts of the region in the afternoon. The high temperature will be around 87. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
I think the next best option would be to have the IAEA and an international team recover the material and then move it to the IAEA's fuel bank in Kazakhstan. That handles low-enriched uranium, and so they would be positioned to take possession of it.
That is Andrea Strickler. She is a nuclear proliferation expert, and that's what she thinks is the easiest, most effective thing to do. Unless we were to somehow dig up all of the dust in Iran and neutralize it then and there. I don't know. But that's a long way down the road. We're still having trouble communicating with these people. And it was on again, off again, on again, off again all day today. I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Your calls to 405-608-4377. What do you think of the fight between Governor Stitt and Gettner Drummond? And or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet, like Rowdy in Stroud?
No, I'm going by the grand right now. I'm not making my donations. The Kickapoo should be able to keep their lights on this month. I face it. But anyhow, this Larry Stein commercial he had on there, who's he running against? He kept saying the other guy's got DUIs and all this stuff, but he didn't mention who it was.
I'm gonna see you got me. I'm gonna have to look it up again. This guy, but he does have a criminal record. This is not a spin. Okay, this is not mudslinging. This guy running for a tax assessor does have a record. So,
doesn't that make him a perfect politician?
Yeah, and I guess lying. But I mean, if you know assessing tax, if you have problems with Larry Stein, this guy would give you twice the problems, Larry Stein. And Larry Stein is a good assessor. Quite honestly, he is.
Is he? But he must not. See, I'm not a big fan of getting a Drummond either, but I think he protests too much a lot of times.
Yes. Okay. Larry Stein's opponent is a guy named Ferlin Kearns.
Ferlin Kearns. I bet he was fun in jail.
Now you know what my joke was going to be. Sounds like a character from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Boss Hogg. We're gonna need to talk to Ferlin Kearns about that. Okay, Roscoe, you go get that taken care of.
I'm out here making my donations. I'm wearing my Charlie Harper uniform because it's too hot to wear cowboy stuff.
Oh Lord, yeah. 95 degrees. I mean, it went from being 68 to 95.
So. But I do have the Cadillac full of windows, fence building parts, and sacks of feed, about six or eight sacks of feed right now. So this is quite the cowboy Cadillac.
Yeah, is that for all your goats or what?
Well, no, I got cattle, and then I got mostly this is for dogs. A sign that says, do not dump dogs, but apparently they misread that.
Yeah.
This is where we're supposed to dump the dogs.
Yeah. I have a sign across the front of the Matthews Mobile. It says, please, please pull out in front of me.
Yes, the mudslinging has gotten. I go to my mailbox. I have two mailboxes on my property. I go to my mailbox, and it's full of these little card flyers. And what I understand, the lady used to work at the A's office. Those cost like $10,000 each time you send them out.
Yeah.
But there's so much mudslinging in those, I have to wear my muck boots on when I go get my mail.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you have two mailboxes because one of them's for the IRS and one of them's for regular mail.
There you go. I've got one that's real tall up there. It's for air mail.
So. There you go. It never ends, man. Yeah. It never ends.
Never ends. But anyhow, I just thought I'd touch on that because, like I said, I'm the most popular man in the world come election time. In about about 3 weeks, they'll forget who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some of these guys, and I hear, I don't know how the cable does it. I watch cable TV, and somehow it initializes the campaigns to my area to me.
Yes.
And even they even get Sack and Fox reservation. Yeah. ads. They, and stuff like that.
They, it's called fence posting. In the advertising world, it's called fence posting. They know the IP address of your cable receiver, and they know where the location is. So they can fence post specific advertising just to your cable box.
But, you know, I think I might have told you, I had a brother-in-law one time, he's talking about it. He needed to get a pool cleaner for his pool.
Mm-hmm.
He was naming a certain brand of pool cleaner, and all of a sudden, boom, it come up. This obscure brand that he brought up come up on the TV. So
yeah.
I think they monitor. And LG's got a class action suit against that anyway, so...
Well, and I don't know if you have this problem, but for some reason I have hot Ukrainian women wanting to be my friend. I don't know why.
Well, apparently I'm the stud for all the AI women right now.
Okay. So you got the AI women reaching out to you.
Yeah. If you're an older man and you like young girls, why don't you give me a like? Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, they just don't seem to understand. I'm a happily married man. I'm not sure I want you to come over to my house and schmooze a while. And bring your borscht. And we can have a banya together. No. I'm not ready for it. I have a hard enough time keeping my wife happy. I can't imagine keeping that one happy as well.
I'm a happily single man right now because I just dismissed my running buddy because she was being too much trouble.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend one
too
time.
Too needy, huh?
I had a girlfriend one time. She says, hey, can I bring another girl into the relationship? And I said, what do I want to disappoint two women at one time for?
That's right. So how did you know you had to let her go? Was she at your door banging and making all kinds of racket and scratching and screaming and finally you had to get up and let her out?
Well, they keep kicking the back of the seat, man. That's why I'm a big boy, because no one wants to kidnap big boys. We're too much trouble.
Yeah.
I used to think I had a lot of friends, and I figured out they're just standing around for the shade.
That's it. Well, oh man!
Anyway, well, right. I thought I'd touch in and say that you know I'm getting the mud slinging out there. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
And in a couple of weeks I'll be unpopular again. Well, except for the AI women, they'll still love me.
They will.
Yeah.
They'll still ask for naked pictures of you too. So.
Yeah, no, they pay me for not naked pictures. It's 25 cents for every autograph. Because the reason it's only 25 cents, that's all I can afford to pay people.
Yeah, that's same here. Like I pay you to be my friend.
Yeah. I got enough friends. I got a service dog named Buddy. He's my friend.
There you go. So, all right.
You can't get by. So anyway, guns for everybody on Monday, too.
You got it, Rowdy. Thanks for listening in on Freedom 969-405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. See how easy that is. And Rowdy bringing the comedy today. Man. Chad writes, Lee Gettner Drummond thinks the appropriate sentence for Brent Swadley is 10 years in prison. Remember that when it's time to vote in the Republican primary for governor. Gettner Drummond thinks Swadley should do more hard time than some of the convicts who kill people in DUI crashes. That's about the,
the size of it. How fun.
Thank you, Chad. Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What is your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Dennis, your veteran in Kingfisher.
All right, Dennis. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, I had an idea. Maybe you need to talk to H&H Sports, or Sports Shooting, and see if we can make Monday Machine Gun Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a little discount, you know, $5 off shooting machine guns or something like that. Because everybody needs to experience being able to put all that lead downrange.
I think it's coming up. They have that full auto shoot over in Wyandotte. It's a lot of fun, but it's way, way, way back in the boonies. You got to know where you're going to get there. But it's the Oklahoma full auto shoot, and it's just a whole bunch of vendors who have all the licensing and everything you need. And you can, you have to pay to do it, but it's fun And, you know, you don't have to pay a lot. I think when I shot two guns. I wanted to shoot a Thompson, and I wanted to shoot a Browning automatic rifle. And
there's one, if you ever come across a chance to shoot, you need to shoot. It's a 5.56 minigun.
Okay.
And that thing spits out some lead. They had the special operators at my base when I was in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and they had those on their gun trucks. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I wouldn't want to come up against them suckers because those things, like, spit out some serious bullets. You're talking 3,000 rounds ain't nothing.
I think one of the vendors had something about like that.
I just can't remember if they call it a Gal 5 or something like
that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't know what it was, but when it fired, it went like that. That's how fast it went. You know, it wasn't a traditional.
Yeah, they also have the one things down at Fort Sill. They're called C-Rams.
Yeah.
Which I can't understand why we didn't start selling people those. That's counter rocket and missile machine guns. It's basically the phalanx system that's on ships.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in their bright mind decided to put it on a flatbed truck, and they put it around our bases over there in Iraq, and it was a sight to see.
Wow.
So,
hell of a fireworks show.
Yeah, somebody in the government needs to start selling them things to, like, Israel and mm-hmm. the UAE and all the ones that are doing good with us.
They may have already. I don't know. They don't want to sell them to someone who will resell them to somebody who's using them against us, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they thought about giving those to Ukraine to use, because that would really probably help them, too.
Probably.
All right, Lee. I just wanted to let you know that. And you have a good day.
All right, Dennis. You too. Thanks for listening to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to do the same, 405-608-4377. So Attorney General Gettner Drummond is accusing Governor Kevin Stitt of coordinating a group behind television attacks targeting his gubernatorial race. And we talked about this on Friday. Drummond said that it contains verifiably false claims about his record. And while the leader of that group acknowledged that they did meet with the governor at the governor's mansion shortly before the ad campaign began, Stitt called an audit of Drummond's office. The allegations are now at the center of the libel and slander lawsuit Drummond filed against both Stitt and the School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, a political action committee behind the ad. Okay. Here is what the law says about these kinds of groups. If they are a nonprofit who wants to spend money trying to convince you to vote a certain way, they have that freedom of speech. Now, if they say in the course of that advertising something that is incorrect or wrong and they don't retract it, okay, then there might be a legal question. But, and Drummond knows this, but I don't think he cares. You have to, it's a very tough putt. You have to prove malice. You have to prove. See, Gettner Drummond is going to have to prove not only did this advertising hurt his chances to become governor or to get advance in the next election, he's going to have to find evidence that it is a personal attack. Because it's not enough. He can't just go into the court and whine, well, I lost the election because of that bad advertising. Well, that's freedom of speech. You could come back with your own counter-advertising. You see, that's in the eyes of the law, that's what you can do. But they said something wrong about me on the air. Okay, well, then you have to prove that they did it on purpose to personally hurt you. And that's what's a tough putt. But I don't think, again, I don't think Drummond knows that that's what he's up against. He just wants enough ammunition to go to a court, to go to a judge and say, give me a cease and desist order so he can stop the advertising. That's what he's trying to do. Because otherwise, it doesn't matter. Stitt is not in this race. Now, is Stitt personally giving money to this organization? Well, then there may be something that you have to look into. But if he personally is giving his personal money to this organization, that's his freedom of speech. If he's giving more money to this organization than he's allowed to give, well, then there's a problem. But I don't think Stitt would be that careless. And so the boxing match goes on. Poof, poof, poof. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. What do you think of the fight between Governor Stitt and Gettner Drummond? And a little later on, we'll get into the on-again, off-again talks with Iran that continued today. Last week, a tight poll was raced in the governor's race. What do you think of that? On Freedom 96.9 and the mudslinging. Is it bothering you as much as it's bothering a lot of the people who are contacting me? Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma Stonewalk Radio. Once again, over the weekend, I was reading a study about how most people want to get back to regular one-on-one service. They're tired of the automation. They're tired of the machines. They're tired of the press one to speak Spanish or press two to speak English. You'll not find any of that at the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. It's a family business. And when I say family business, I don't mean, hey, we'll introduce you to Sonny. We'll take you over there and introduce you to Fredo. And then introduce you to Johnny. And, hey, you'll be a part of the family before you know it. Hey. No, not like that. I mean in a good way, in an old, small town way. Because that's how they are doing business after the 90 years they've begun business there in El Reno. Whether it's Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and also Jeep. They've got a whole line of automobiles, service and financing to take care of you, and the family atmosphere you're missing at the other dealerships. Frontier Auto Group, Frontier Auto Group, Frontier Auto, FrontierMotor.net, 405-262-3355. Give them a call. Hey.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I don't care if the Republican nominee for attorney general in Texas has five heads and no toes. I don't care. I don't care if he's purple. I don't care. So long as you're not a Marxist, I literally don't care. That's my rule. Just don't be a Marxist. Don't come after our rights.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. That's me in the
corner. My staff keeps telling me to make videos, you know, just be normal and all that kind of stuff. And I tell them, hell, nobody's normal in the United States Senate. In fact, the United States Senate only works when everybody isn't crazy at the same time.
John Kennedy of Louisiana, and ain't it the truth? Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address. John writes, remember, Gettner Drummond didn't bring charges against the officer that beat up that old man. I do remember that. John, and I also remember that Gettner Drummond said that the officer was in his right because the old man was aggressively touching him. Was the officer feeling threatened? I don't think he had a reason to. So I don't think, you know, I think maybe the officer was a little fed up and exercised power that he knew he had. Did he abuse it? You ask the family of the old man, he did. Because not only was he in the hospital a very long time, he later died as a result of his injuries. 405-608-4377. John, thank you for pointing that out. I will just leave that where it is. Drake writes, Hillary Clinton, would you care to comment on the uranium before they test it and match it to what you sold to Russia? Barack Obama, did Iran use pallets of cash you gave them to buy the uranium from Russia? You know, if this matches, you're both going to jail, right? Drake, I wish that were the case. I don't know that that would be the case. When Obama gave those pallets of cash to the Iranians, all he was doing was unlocking some of their money that we had control over. It was they who insisted it be cash, and it was they who insisted it be in pallets. And the reason they insisted is that was going to make it easier for them to spend on the black market, because the cash would not be traceable like an electronic transaction would be. And then I read a story that to get that enormous amount of cash, pallets of it, millions of it, they had to clean out, I want to say, all of the banks in Baltimore, most of the banks in the D.C. area, and then start getting into Virginia and West Virginia to get the cash they needed to be able to box it up on pallets and fly it over to the Iranians. And they weren't even allowed to land. They had to touch and go, slide it out the ramp, and then go on their way. Weren't even allowed to stop and refuel. So that was perfectly legal. That was within the powers of a president to do that. It may have been in the power of a secretary of state to allow the transaction between Russia and Iran, probably because the Iranians used some Bravo Sierra excuse. We need this for our nuclear power plants so that we can be as powerful as the evil United States. More on that on-again, off-again relationship coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Several injured in a crash Sunday night near Northwest 16th and May in Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. An investigation is underway after burned ballots were discovered and a vote center was vandalized in two different incidents.
Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder says the burned ballots were found inside an official drop box at the Department of Public Social Services Civic Center. A small number of ballots were reportedly damaged by fire. This happened between the Saturday ballot collection and the Sunday ballot collection. On Sunday morning, vandalism was also found at the vote center located at Cesar Chavez Park in Long Beach. That damage didn't affect voting operations. Election officials will be contacting people if their ballots were damaged. Replacement ballots can sometimes be used. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
An experimental drug is nearly doubling the survival rate of people with advanced pancreatic cancer.
A new study out in the New England Journal of Medicine found that patients with spreading pancreatic cancer who took Durixenricib reduced their risk of dying by 60% if they had previously had treatment. Dr. Catherine Free from Pancreatic Cancer UK says the drug could be a game changer for many.
Pancreatic cancer is a very aggressive cancer, and over half of people die within 3 months of diagnosis.
When the news was announced at a doctor's conference, it was greeted with a standing ovation. I'm Michael Kastner.
The American Red Cross is among the organizations recognizing CPR and AED Awareness Week beginning today.
The annual occasion is meant to draw attention to the importance of learning about and using the life-saving technique and medical devices. The Red Cross reports over 350,000 cardiac arrests happen outside of hospitals every year in the U.S., and only about 40% of those patients receive CPR before emergency medical teams arrive. The nonprofit is encouraging everyone to take CPR and AED certification courses. Folks can find the nearest classes by searching redcross.org. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Mexican authorities.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Several people were injured in a crash Sunday night near Northwest 16th and May in Oklahoma City. Police say the driver of one vehicle faces a DUI complaint, and a passenger in that vehicle was reported to be in critical condition. Two adults and two children in the other vehicle were also transported to area hospitals. Authorities say the suspected impaired driver is expected to be taken into custody after being released from the hospital. The Oklahoma Historical Society has awarded more than $509,000 in preservation grants to 30 organizations across the state. The funding will support projects including historic structure preservation, archival improvements, educational programming, and digitization efforts. Applications for the next funding cycle are set to be open in January of 2027. Our Blood Institute is encouraging donations this month with a chance to win a 4th of July trip to Washington, D.C. during the nation's 250th anniversary celebration. Donors between June 1st and June 8th will be entered to win airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, and access to fireworks events in the nation's capital. Through July 31st, all successful donors will receive a commemorative T-shirt and a free theme park ticket. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Iran's president has resigned. That or face a firing squad, I imagine. But the latest on the Iranian situation, because it's been changing by the hour. Coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will be cooler with varying cloud cover and a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 88. Tomorrow night, we'll see increasing clouds, high humidity with occasional rain and a late night thunderstorm. The low will be about 68. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in some parts of the region in the afternoon. The high temperature will be around 87. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, you've reached the end of the worst day of the week, the Monday. So that's something. You've accomplished something already this week. Way to go. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. So last week we saw that we had a tight poll released in the governor's race. What will that mean for you and me? Almost certainly a runoff. Yep. So, are you getting a lot of mudslinging? Because we've got a new round in the boxing match that has become Drummond versus Stitt. And generally, the people don't like a lot of the mudslinging. We'll get into that, too, at 405-608-4377 and lmatthews@freedom969.com if you want to email me directly. What do you think of the fight between the governor and Drummond? And the on-again, off-again talks with Iran. Never-Trumper candidates are out. What do you think? And they're not only out, well, they never were in Oklahoma, but they're out in other states like Texas and Louisiana. And it happens more than you think. When a tornado strikes, and sure, it destroys property, but it also scatters anything not tied down miles around. Such was the case with the recent tornadoes in Enid. A day after the tornado, people were starting to bring in items that they had found in their yards, said Cheryl Patterson, Ward 1 city councilman out of Enid. Families lost their homes, and their items were scattered all over the place. All of the stuffed animals that they pulled out of trees and pulled out several other different areas within the neighborhood, said another volunteer. Yearbooks, pictures, pages, jewelry, hunting equipment, pocket knives, anything you can imagine. The items collected were all handled with care, made to look their best, and were being reunited with their owners. A lot of tears, a lot of people coming in and seeing things that they didn't think they were going to be able to recover. Natalie Silver volunteered her time one day, and her reward was witnessing people reunited with their belongings. Can you imagine wedding pictures? Or pictures of your grandparents or great-grandparents that you can't go back and retake? So that's a charming story. That's good to hear. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Randall.
Hey, Randall, in Slapout?
Slapout, Oklahoma, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you clarified what happened with Iran. We had sold them $400 million in military equipment, which we never get delivered because it was frozen. So we returned that $400 million plus $1.3 billion in interest over 36 years, and we delivered Swiss francs and euros because mm-hmm. they didn't want that. And you're right, they took a big cargo plane and just kicked it off.
Yeah,
and then that basically unfroze about $100 million worth of European money. So they're like televangelists. They're mm-hmm. so pious, but they got to have that money for the big mansions and whatever it is. But they're just like dealing with televangelists.
You're right about that. Yeah, yeah. They tell you what to do. Meanwhile, you know, they're the ones that are the most decadent in the back rooms. They're the ones that are committing the rapes and the in some cases, you know, where they speak out against and execute homosexuals. They're committing it in the back rooms. And, you know, yeah, they don't care about the people that it's a theocracy. It's almost worse than communism.
Well, yeah, probably is. We could deal with the communists because they were logical. But anyway, the deal is they love money. Mm-hmm. And I know people from Iran and they come to the United States. They really do like money. And that's the whole deal. And that's kind of how you have to deal with them. And I think Trump is right. He's on the right track. If you know, they were very modern. They had these great universities and all this. And, you know, it's twice as big as Texas, and it's got 90 million people.
Well, I mean, that also goes to show you, when they were in a free market and participating in the world free market, everybody in that country was better off than they are now.
Oh, by a long shot.
Yeah.
And anyway, hopefully we can get them back on track. And, you know, I guess they've killed either 10,000 protesters or 30,000 or some.
I heard anywhere between 30 and 40,000. Yes.
Well, it's probably pretty accurate. Anyway, we know what's going on in Iran because they've got a lot of people that are, you know, snitching on them because they hate them so bad and they just want them gone. So I don't blame them, you know, I'd want them gone too.
I don't either, but they're the ones that are going to have to do it. We can't put boots on the ground to do it for them. We're done nation building.
No, we need to. Well, actually, 1953, we did assist a little bit the CIA overthrowing their elected president or prime minister.
Oh no, I know that. Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. But I'm talking about now.
Yeah, we can't do it now. But actually, during the Iran-Contra, Israel delivered a bunch of anti-tank missiles. They're called TOW missiles and some other stuff. So Israel was trading with them in 1983 or 4, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they sworn enemies, they did get him. And a guy named Khashoggi, which was the uncle of this guy that was killed in Istanbul, he was the one that arranged it. And
Anwar.
And the Israeli government.
Anwar Khashoggi. I remember his name. Yep.
Yeah, I remembered that. It's a weird name. But he was an arms broker. And then they got 1,500 TOW missiles, anti-tank missiles, and a bunch of Patriots, some other stuff. But anyway. Well, keep up the great work, please.
All right. Thank you, Randall. Glad you're listening. Good to hear from you again. And slap out your calls to 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive. So what did I see today? 96? Yep, the heat of summer is here, and that also means the heat of great savings is available for you at HLA Shooting Sports. It's Lee Matthews. Right now, get the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Not just the 9mm itself, but 4 magazines, a range bag, and a green dot optic, all for just $699.99. Or check out the Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, you can get a free Springfield XDM Elite pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. I've got the Springfield XDE. It's the compact 45 ACP. Love it. So why don't you go check it out at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. And with each purchase, you and a friend will get 3 free trips to the range to shoot that new toy and try it out for yourself. At H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather the forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, high of 86. Tomorrow night, 68, the low. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain and a high of 85. 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Platinum Black in Oklahoma City. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Lee?
Just
my
great.
My favorite man at radio.
Thank you.
Well, I got a short topic. Want to talk about the data centers and fusion centers. Matter of fact, out on the campaign trail right now, headed to Piedmont for that 6 o'clock planning meeting. What I find interesting, from Piedmont to Jay, Oklahoma, went out there for the Farm Bureau's poultry committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
These data centers are pretty hot topic for everyone in Oklahoma, if I can use that to encompass everybody, especially the forever chemicals in the water, which is the leaching of the circuit boards, glues, and other things like that after the water is cooled, the circuit boards, blah, blah, blah. And then they have to discharge that water back out into some type of pool or into the water treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has really actually came up with a way to filter this water. However, the misunderstanding of the data center thing is like, yeah, it'll employ, and this is from my own research. There's a state representative up in Tulsa that did her own research, and I can't remember her name right now because I'm driving. So she did a real good research paper on it, and I kind of agree with her analysis of what she found, that the data centers after a while will probably employ 10 to maybe 20 people.
Yeah.
After they get everything up and running, and then the autonomous robots will take over. But then in Claremore, they had three planning commissioners that decided to go ahead and sign off on the data center. 156 acres, I do believe, of pristine farmland was given up for data centers. And it's like, okay, I think I'd rather have a potato or a beet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To eat. And then we got issues with the poultry farming stuff that's going on that is crazy. We still have production centers, or whatever they call those, producing the chickens and cows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think back in the news for me is the beef industry and getting rid of U.S. beef and going towards just importing a lot of that beef. And if you have not had it, and I don't want to do an advertisement for them, but if you have not had it, have you tried the Sun Cattle Company in downtown Oklahoma City's hamburgers?
No, I haven't, but I do have the business cards of several small beef producers. It's more expensive, but you know it's grown here, you know it's fed here. And I don't buy a whole half of a cow at a time. I might buy a couple of steaks or something. But I try to support our local beef producers for that reason. So I gather what you're telling me is that those hamburgers are homegrown.
They are. Matter of fact, it's stated in their billboard marketing that this is Oklahoma beef.
Yeah.
And I say Oklahoma because it ain't Texas.
No. Yeah. No, I'm glad you're into this because you are just underscoring Platinum Black every single thing that I've heard of the last 6-8 months. What the hot issue is, not in the urban areas, in the rural areas. Everybody is really concerned about this issue of the data centers.
And there's another topic that I've interfaced with a few young people. I'm talking about from 18 to 27,
mm-hmm.
and the 18-year-olds are like, well, I just want to be free. And I said, let me understand what you mean by be free. You mean that you want to have the opportunity to make the money that's necessary to give you a piece of land, housing, or whatever, to where you can just sit back and don't have to worry. And he was like, yeah, because they don't see that. And they mm-hmm. don't see that the Republicans, Democrats, Independents, anybody in the political system has a voice for them because no one's asked them. And I'm the only one. Well, I won't say I'm the only one. There's pretty some more out there. But I think I'm making an effort to knock on doors or to ask the young people specifically from age 18 to 34 whether they see wrong with Oklahoma. A lot of them are like education is top. Mm-hmm. The data centers is the other. And then the hopelessness of what America's going to look like if, in fact, we can't get education on score to get jobs back into the community state of Oklahoma.
Yeah. No, I'm hearing it, and I'm not hearing any solutions out of a lot of the candidates.
Well, I got some. You know me. I've got some, but like I tell everybody, the governor can't do nothing by himself. He needs the people to be able to say, hey, let's do a recall. Let's mm-hmm. go to some board meetings. Let's get out and have a little simple assembly to talk about what the remedies are rather than just complaining. You're going to have to get up off your butt and get out here and assist because, again, I don't know, Lee. I've chastised a couple of the constituents out there, a couple of the legislative bodies that were out in Claremore and Owosso, mm-hmm. and I'm ruffling some feathers, so you don't see no SUVs following me yet,
okay.
but I'm pretty sure that they're waiting. But, again, it's like, no, this gubernatorial race, should I become governor, no one gets to sit on their butt. We got too much to do and a little time to get there. I think that's a song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, Well, thank you, Platinum Blatt. I'm glad you're out there and you're looking into these issues because they are important to the people who are out there voting. Platinum Black is also, he runs a DJ business, so that's his DJ name, Platinum Black. But 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. I don't know that it really matters when you want to retire, but what really does matter is when are you going to want to hook up with Medicare? Because a lot of people are going to find out what I found out. Medicare actually is pretty good coverage when it comes right down to it. And you may just want to go ahead and retire so that you can get on Medicare. At any rate, you'll have to decide what works for you. And you'll want to have all the information when you get that decision, when you make that decision. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls and mails and texts. Rather than just try to hoe through that confusion all yourself, go to someone who deals with it on a daily basis and for whom it isn't as much confusion as you would think. And that is one call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make all summer, and the team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Don't deal with any more hassles than you have to. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Don't miss the Summer Savings Sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. 4 magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite Pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal?
Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, thank you for the forecast. Partly cloudy, low of 70. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and a high of 88. We'll see a low of 68 tomorrow night. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, high of 85. 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. John in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
I'm here. Oh, well, I just want to give a shout out to a local company, Mick Roof.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to talk about the quality of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that helped me, well, because I was homeless and I wouldn't be where I was. I actually called the man after I got to where I am now, but he helped me get a phone.
Oh.
I was walking out of a major coffee chain, and I used to go in there and get water. It was summertime, and I had to have a phone to get the phone call, to go get the interview, to get my housing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was applying for disability. I had a heart attack. I'm on medication. So, you know, but this guy, when we were walking out, he actually asked me, "So how you doing? Hey, how you doing?" You know, in a passing kind of walking way. Well, he actually asked me that question. Then we had a conversation, and I told him during a thunderstorm or something, my phone got wet, and it was no longer working. You know, I was living outside, and I was homeless. And he actually believed me and gave me $40, and it was the son.
Oh yeah, Scotty
of the McBruce family. Mm-hmm. That believed me, gave me the money. I wasn't lying about it. Helped me. Well, I didn't actually have enough, but I got to use that $40 with another $10. But anyway, but it was the fact that the man actually helped me. And I wanted everybody to know that you can help people and it doesn't go to hell.
Yeah.
It does. You know, people actually, thank you for the McBruce family, and God bless you. And I know that they're good people. I don't know much about the roofs. I'm sure you do because talk about it. And I just wanted to shout out to the family. God bless you guys. God bless Oklahoma, and everybody be safe.
Well, thank you for your testimony, John, and I'm glad it was a very positive experience. So that's just another example of how Scott McCollum and Scotty McCollum, they don't have to do a lot of the things that they do, but they do it because they believe in good quality workmanship. They don't have to go the extra mile to make sure this guy had a phone where he could make the communications that he needed to make. But that way, it made it a lot easier for them to contact him to contact them, and to get his roof repaired, and to get it repaired properly. So here's their number, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, mcroof.us, powered by RoofRx. They're right here in Oklahoma, and they're members of that Oklahoma standard, as you just heard John talk about. MacRoof.us. Thank you, John, for turning that into a very nice testimonial on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. Coming up, the latest on Iran.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Congo has confirmed 282 Ebola cases in its latest outbreak. Health officials say five healthcare workers have recovered as efforts continue to contain the disease. Iran says it won't agree to any deal with the U.S. unless it fully protects the rights of the Iranian people.
Tehran's top negotiator made the statement in a newly released video in response to the U.S. stance on negotiations. The New York Times reported that President Trump had sent a new framework to Iran that had tougher terms. Iran has been demanding the release of $12 billion in frozen assets and for Lebanon to be included in any deal. Trump has been unwilling to meet the demand, saying, "If we don't get what we want, we're going to end in a different way." I'm Mark Mayfield.
A teenage suspect is facing animal cruelty charges after three horses were injured at a Las Vegas barrel racing event. Authorities say the animals are expected to survive. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. If you've been injured in a crash and it feels like the insurance company is dragging its feet, that's because they are. Delay is one of their most effective tools. They know that medical bills pile up. They know that people get frustrated. They know the financial pressure forces bad decisions. So your calls, they go unanswered. That paperwork you sent in, it's lost, and weeks turn to months. The longer they wait, the cheaper the claim often becomes for them. You don't have to play that game. When a lawyer gets involved, delay tends to disappear. If you've been injured in a crash and you need assistance, call me. I'm Noble McIntyre with McIntyre Law. My number is 777-7000 or email me at noble@mcintyrelaw.com. McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Several people were injured in a crash Sunday night near Northwest 16th and May in Oklahoma City. Police say the driver of one vehicle faces a DUI complaint, and a passenger in that vehicle was reported to be in critical condition. Two adults and two children in the other vehicle were also transported to area hospitals. Authorities say the suspected impaired driver is expected to be taken into custody after being released from the hospital. The Oklahoma Historical Society has awarded more than $509,000 in preservation grants to 30 organizations across the state. The funding will support projects including historic structure preservation, archival improvements, educational programming, and digitization efforts. Applications for the next funding cycle are set to be open in January of 2027. Our Blood Institute is encouraging donations this month with a chance to win a 4th of July trip to Washington, D.C. during the nation's 250th anniversary celebration. Donors between June 1st and June 8th will be entered to win airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, and access to fireworks events in the nation's capital. Through July 31st, all successful donors will receive a commemorative T-shirt and a free theme park ticket. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
It's back. Ford employee pricing for everyone on every new Ford. That means you qualify for the same low price a Ford employee would pay for your new Ford. And that's any new Ford. Don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and find out what we mean when we say we'll beat any deal regardless. We mean from Woodward, Oklahoma to Fort Smith, Arkansas. From Wichita, Kansas to Wichita Falls, Texas. We'll beat any deal, no matter where it's from, regardless. But here's one that most dealers can't beat. Employee pricing for everyone. You pay what we pay and not one penny more. It's available right now at Stevens Ford, but Stevens Ford takes it a step further. Just bring us a certified offer from any dealer on a new Ford and we'll beat it. Ford employee pricing. American value for American values. And remember, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the Knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tulsa set a world record.
No, it wasn't on how much road construction they could do on their turnpikes, but I'll tell you what it is as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will be cooler with varying cloud cover and a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 88. Tomorrow night, we'll see increasing clouds, high humidity with occasional rain and a late night thunderstorm. The low will be about 68. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in some parts of the region in the afternoon. The high temperature will be around 87. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
You guys blew it. Trump sealed what you broke, the border. Now he's cleaning up the aftermath. You can't stand there and tell us how to clean up the mess. You lost that right.
That's Greg Gutfeld talking about all the protests for DHS, particularly in the East, where there's hard evidence as well that, once again, they are being staged. The protests are being staged. They're being pre-supplied with all their materials and even fake medical personnel on hand to make it look like they will be necessary. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. And they're protesting because they think those who are being held in ICE facilities are on a hunger strike. Or they're on a hunger strike because they want ethnic food. They're being given plenty of food. They're just not eating it because it's not their ethnic food. Well, this is, as Mark Wayne Mullen said, this is a detainment center. Not the Holiday Inn. You can go back to your own country and get all the ethnic food you want. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. And an update on the latest on Iran. At least I will do the best I can because it keeps changing. But President Donald Trump sent a tougher revised peace agreement to Iran over the weekend. And then talks seems to have stalled earlier today. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has resigned his post after being held out of key decision-making processes by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. I don't blame him. Plus, if he hadn't, the alternative would have been firing squad at dawn. Kuwait has intercepted strikes from Iran today after a flurry of attacks by U.S. forces against Iran's drone producing capabilities. Iran is halting its indirect talks with the U.S. negotiators in protest against Israel's attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Iranian state-linked media reported. Iran's Tasnim news agency, linked to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, reported that Tehran is cutting off talks due to a continued crime of the Zionist regime. The report comes after Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Agarachi posted on social media saying Lebanon must be included in ongoing ceasefires between the U.S. and Iran. Well, that appeared to happen earlier this afternoon. President Donald Trump says peace talks are continuing with Iran at a rapid pace after today and a weekend of stalled negotiation. Trump wrote on Truth Social that progress is being made after Israel and Hezbollah agreed to a truce in separate phone calls with the president. Earlier today, Trump begrudgingly praised Iran's negotiators, saying that their representatives are better negotiators than they are fighters. Experts say Iran is miscalculating Trump. Retired General Jack Keane criticized Iran's claim that the ceasefire is holding, calling the claim laughable. During an appearance on Fox News, Keane said the regime in Tehran has fired more than 2,400 missiles and drones into northern Israel while trying to stall the peace negotiations. Keene warned that Iran is attempting to drag out the peace talks to reach the U.S. midterm elections, assuming Donald Trump won't return to war footing. That's what they're underestimating. U.S. Central Command said it is communicating and coordinating with ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Project Freedom was a short-lived program that would have seen U.S. ships taking a more active role in escorting the trade through the strait. The main difference between Project Freedom and what the U.S. military is doing now is defensive protection of these ships is not guaranteed or officially being coordinated. So that's about the size of it now. We'll see where this leads us. But again, Trump's not going to be, he's not going to suffer fools. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. What do you think about the on-again, off-again talks with Iran? What do you think of the fight between Governor Stitt and Gettner Drummond? Generally, what do you think of the mudslinging that's going on so far in the governor's race? And because the field is so wide open, one thing is for sure, there will be a runoff. We'll get into more of that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Do you remember the days when sometimes it was better to go to a big city where a big city dealership had maybe a little more competition going on, so they'd be more willing to cut you a better deal than what you would get in your hometown place? Well, those days are long gone, mainly because the big city dealerships are owned by big city conglomerates that half the time are out of that big city and located in another big city, so they don't care about you. That's not the case when it comes to Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews. Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. That is the El Reno contribution to the beautification of Route 66 here on the 100th anniversary. And as a matter of fact, Frontier Auto Group has been on Route 66 since there's been a Route 66. So they're in line with the heritage as well. Plus, it's a small-town dealership giving you that small-town consideration, that look in the eye, that shake of the hand, the genuine, authentic experience. 405-262-3355 to call Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net. Even though they like to do things the old-fashioned way, they have all the modern conveniences you look forward to when you buy a new vehicle. From Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values, protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, thank you for the forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low of 70, partly cloudy, high of 88 tomorrow, and a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, 68 for the low. Into Wednesday, partly cloudy. 40% chance of rain and a high of 85. It's 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Edward in Piedmont. Hi.
Good evening. I just wanted to say thank you to you for your statement the other day about continuing to eat at Swadley's in the middle of all this debacle. And I just wanted to point out that, you know, regardless of what you think or what somebody thinks about, you know, the Brent Swadley or anything like that, he still has a family, and they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And he has lots and lots and lots of faithful employees who are also Oklahomans, and they didn't do anything wrong. And I just I just was glad to hear you say, you know, you would continue to eat there and support them. And, you know, there's a lot of families represented there and a lot of people, and it's not just one individual. And I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, for giving us that example.
Well, you first of all, you're very welcome. You know, I believe in stating my case. I believe in arguing my case, but I also believe in being fair. And I really believe the state is being very unfair to Brent Swadley. I really believe that this is a bookkeeping mix-up, and I think it's mostly a bookkeeping mix-up on the part of the state, because the state signed off on all of these invoices. So they should have been paid. You know, I don't care that it looks like Brent Swadley had a pretty sweet deal from the state. But if you're a businessman and you look at half the year, he's not even going to be able to be open. You know, the people in the state government should have known that it was going to be an expensive adventure, and that he would have to be compensated for all that. So, and did he go about it perfectly? I doubt it. But at the same time, I think the state has an onus in here to own up to, and they're not doing it.
I just want you to know that I completely agree with everything that you just said. And I just go back that regardless of whether someone feels the way that you feel, and the way that I feel, which is concurrent with what you just said, I just, even if you feel like that is not the case, there's still a lot of people whose lives depend on that. And we want to support Oklahomans and Oklahoma people and Oklahoma businesses through these kinds of situations.
He still has a very good product. Now, I'm
absolutely.
Over the weekend, I've had, oh, no, so-and-so's better and such is better. That's not the question here. The question here is that I think he's got more locations. And I've been to the different locations. I've also been to places where he personally, but his company has catered. And I have seen a consistency that you don't see with a lot of catering places, let alone barbecue places. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you again.
Yeah. You're welcome. And thank you for listening. Glad you're in Piedmont on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Eddie writes, Lee, I think I found James Tallarico's dream car, the new Ferrari Luce EV, because it's pretty much what he is, an engineless Ferrari, a $650,000 shell of a car that has speakers installed to mimic the sound of a real engine. I'm actually surprised someone found a way to out beta male Beto O'Rourke. Wow.
Ooh, that's a bingo. How fun.
Tallarico, by the way, is one of the candidates in the Texas congressional race that I don't think he's going to win, because once again, you're starting to see how fake the guy is. He's completely fake. He says he's one thing, and then you look it up, and it's completely not. No, that's not at all. But I'm glad he's in Texas. The Texans are going to have to decide which one that's going to be. 405-608-4377. And Mark writes, Lee, I've got a genuine question. Is there a forum of any kind where we as Oklahomans can meet or interact with those asking for us to vote for them? I want to be able to look people in the eye and to see how brown they get as they talk. Well, Mark, there was one gubernatorial debate last week. It was being sponsored I believe, I don't remember who sponsored it, but it was one of those things where it was a competing media. So it was, I could not get into it. Usually what I'll try to do is if one of, like, you, the students over at OCCC, Oklahoma City Community College, this was after the primary, they held a debate between Kevin Stitt, and Drew Edmondson, who is the Democrat candidate at the time. All I had to do was give him a call and say, look, we'd love to cover that audio on the radio. Can we come in and do the show from there and pick up your audio feed and put it on the air? And they said, sure. So I was able to get in, but that was not a competing media. So because this debate they had the other day was at one of my competitors, there was no way I was going to be able to get into it. But to answer your question, there will be forums once the candidates have been whittled down. There's so many candidates right now. I bet there's 8 or 10 when you add up both sides. There's probably 8 or 10 candidates. And we need to get through the primary and through the runoff. And once we do that, then it'll be narrowed down and you'll start seeing more of the slick, well-produced debates. And then you can decide. And then it'll also, you know, it'll be down to two people, a Republican and a Democrat, which is the way it should be. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And if you want to do an email like Mark just did, that's lmatthews@freedom969.com. Normally, here's how it works, and correct me if I'm wrong. You go to work for somebody, and you they offer a 401k or an IRA, and you set it all up through them, and you start making contributions. If you're lucky, they will match those contributions, and everybody's happy. Then when it comes time to use it, you start looking at it and going, huh, I could have made so much more if I did this or did that. Now, you can do that yourself, or you can have somebody who keeps an eye on these kinds of things 24/7. From the onset. That would be Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. I first met him a couple of years ago when I came over here to Freedom 96.9, and I wanted to bring my 401k with me, and I wanted to continue the contribution program. Well, I had to, first of all, wrestle it away from the other guys and then put it into Michael McGuire's hands, which I've just recently done, and I've already seen growth. Here's how Michael did it. He sat down with me and the lovely wife. He got to know us as people and what our goals were. Then he went over our finances with a fine-tooth comb and our assets. And he said, you guys are doing pretty good. You guys are doing better than most of my customers. And I said, well, good. I hope to do even better by the time I want to cash in and start using that IRA. And he says, we can get you there. And that's what we're working on right now. Let him do the same for you. 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg, with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Get informed in the morning with a positive spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Los Angeles and the mayor's race. Karen Bass is scared to death that she's going to lose to Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt is not a MAGA guy. They're trying to say he's a MAGA guy. They're trying to say he's a Republican. He's not a Republican. Did he vote for Trump? Yes. Why? Because he knows Kamala Harris is awful. I never met him. But who would have voted for Kamala Harris? Do you blame him?
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Like the way you work it. No
diggity. Freedom 96.9. Accurate the forecast.
I like the way you work it.
Calling for partly cloudy skies tonight. Low 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow. 30% chance of rain. High of 88. Tomorrow night, 68 for the low. Into Wednesday, partly cloudy. 40% chance of rain. High 85. 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Tulsa, over the weekend, broke a record. Yeah. Tulsa set the new Guinness World Record on Saturday after 3,596 classic vehicles participated in the Route 66 Capital Cruise, surpassing the previous record by 1,105 vehicles and drawing an estimated 100,000 spectators along the historic Route 66. Thousands of cars, trucks, and other vintage vehicles traveled the 5.5-mile route through Tulsa as part of the city's Route 66 Centennial Cruise. Cars began leaving the Expo Square about 8 a.m., with the final vehicle reaching the finish near the Mother Road Market at 11:30. Guinness World Records adjudicator Michael Empiric announced the record after the officials verified participating vehicles and reviewed the event requirements. The mark to beat was set in Puerto Rico in 2017. That was 2,491 vehicles. Today, they announced a total of 3,596. So congratulations to Tulsa in your celebration of the centennial of Route 66. In order to qualify for Tulsa's record attempt, participating vehicles were required to be at least 30 years old, meaning a model year of 1996 or older. Guinness officials counted vehicles as they crossed the finish line, while stewards stationed along the route monitored compliance with record requirements. While some vehicles were deducted during the verification process, Tulsa still surpassed the previous record by more than 1,000 vehicles. The Route 66 celebration drew national attention, and organizers said more than 5,000 vehicles registered for the event, with participants traveling from 42 states, Canada, and France to take part in the record-setting parade. An estimated 100,000 spectators lined 11th Street and other sections of the route to watch the procession along the way. 16 cruise party zones featured food, entertainment, and activities for the visitor. So it sounded like a really good time. I saw a bunch of social media posts of it over the weekend and was almost saying, I wish I'd planned to be there. It looks like a lot of fun. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. On the way, it looks like CBS may have made the right decision getting rid of Stephen Colbert. But that's not where it ends. The replacement for Stephen Colbert actually has partial ownership of the time slot. I'll explain that coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Email to lmatthews at freedom969.com. And then you can also check me out on Facebook. Friend me, I'll friend you back. And also on the X profile. That's about the limit of my social media. But we've got more on the CBS thing, and our trade deficit is down. That coming up.
WQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A pedestrian killed Sunday night after being struck by a vehicle on I-40. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The market ended the month of May at record highs. Whether they stay there depends a lot on the job market. Daria Allbringer says this is an important week for that.
We'll get several key reads on hiring heading up to Friday's employment numbers for last month. They start with the Labor Department's report on post-job openings. That'll be released on Tuesday. Next is ADP's monthly hiring survey on Wednesday. The payroll processor only measures it at private employers, but economists consider it to be a good indication of what to expect from the monthly numbers. And on Thursday, we get the weekly jobless claims report. They're considered a proxy for layoffs.
New York requirements kick in today for some people who depend on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Able-bodied individuals ages 18 through 65 without dependents must work or attend a work program such as SNAP employment and training at least 80 hours per month to receive benefits. Previously, the top age was 55. Parents and household members must also now meet the additional work requirements if a dependent child is 14 or older. Previously, those with a child under 18 were exempt. The changes are part of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which includes $186 billion in funding cuts to the SNAP program through 2034. I'm Michael Kastner.
Remnants of a meteor that exploded over New England on Saturday afternoon landed in the middle of Cape Cod Bay.
NASA says the fireball fragmented above northeast Massachusetts and southeast New Hampshire at around 75,000 miles an hour, releasing an energy equivalent of close to 300 tons of TNT and causing a loud boom. NASA officials say the water depth at the fall site is roughly 100 feet. It says the fireball was not associated with an active meteor shower or the reentry of space debris or a satellite. It was just a bright meteor that exploded in Earth's atmosphere. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A pedestrian was killed Sunday night after being struck by a vehicle on westbound I-40 near South Post Road in southeast Oklahoma City. According to OHP, the victim had been lying in the roadway before standing up and being struck by an oncoming vehicle just before 11 o'clock. The person was pronounced dead at the scene, and their identity has yet to be released as an investigation continues. State authorities say five people were arrested after a raid on an illegal marijuana grow operation. Oklahoma City investigators seized roughly 3,200 marijuana plants, more than 400 pounds of processed marijuana, firearms, and cash during searches at a warehouse and a connected residence. Attorney General Gentner Drummond said shutting down these illegal grow facilities remains a top priority, noting that more than 10,500 illegal grows have been closed statewide over the past 3 years. OKC leaders are breaking ground on the new $121 million Maps 4 multipurpose stadium. The 10,000-seat stadium will be built near Oklahoma City Boulevard and Shields Boulevard and is designed with room for future expansion. Construction is expected to take about 18 months, and the facility is projected to open in early 2028. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Looks like CBS made the right decision in getting rid of Stephen Colbert. I'll tell you what I mean as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will be cooler with varying cloud cover and a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 8. Tomorrow night, we'll see increasing clouds, high humidity with occasional rain and a late night thunderstorm. The low will be about 68. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in some parts of the region in the afternoon. The high temperature will be around 87. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, it was on again, off again, on again, off again with Iran. We get so many different conflicting things. First it was, they want a deal. Then it was, no, Trump doesn't like the deal. Then it was, Trump sent back a deal over the weekend that it was the ultimatum. And they had 24 hours to answer to it. And then they answered back. And then they said, no, because you attacked Hezbollah, we're not going to talk to you. And then he wrote back, okay, Hezbollah, that's been taken care of. And so now I'm not sure where we are. But I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. And on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook and X profiles. You can communicate with me that way. And there's the Iranian situation, as always. But we've also got this fight between Governor Stitt and Gettner Drummond. I think we're in round two of what would be a boxing match. Gettner Drummond saying, you can't write that about me and publicize that about me because it's not true. And Stitt coming back and saying, I have nothing to do with this. It's a different political action committee. I have nothing to do. Oh, well, you met with these guys at the governor's mansion. Oh, well, you smell bad. Oh, well, you're a poopy face. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Actually, what I think Gettner Drummond's trying to do. Because suing and winning a defamation suit. Technically, the term is defamation of character. You are being defamed by someone, and you have to prove that that person is doing so maliciously towards you. In other words, I can't get on the air and say, I think this about somebody. Because already I'm just expressing an opinion. I'm not trying to make that person look or sound bad. And you can easily put language into an advertisement that would then be proved in court as it is opinion. And because this is a separate political action committee, a nonprofit organization that is advertising this, they have a freedom of speech. The Supreme Court's very clear about this. But I think Gettner Drummond's attempt here is just to try to get something into the courts where he can get an injunction to keep the advertisement from running. That's what I think he's trying to do. I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with a serious lawsuit for defamation of character. 405-608-4377, and your thoughts on that and any of the other mudslinging that's been going on with this race so far. On The Drive with Lee Matthews. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Zach in Oklahoma City.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, so I just wanted to touch on the Iranian situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I voted for Trump. Both in 2020 three times.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely a supporter, but I have to be honest, you know, I am getting a little frustrated with the approach on the Iranian situation, because basically what you just said, you just summarized it, that I understand that he's always been one to negotiate in chaos.
Yeah.
But this chaos is directly affecting the American people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand he wants to be patient to get a good deal, but there has to be something in the meantime to ease the pressure. You know, I would think that the plan wasn't to initiate the conflict or war or whatever we want to call it, and then say, okay, well, then we're going to be patient with a regime that is notorious for delaying negotiations.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be clear here, the Supreme Leader, if it's true that we disfigured him, killed his son and his wife in the initial strikes, what makes us think that he's going to negotiate with us in good faith? What makes us think that the IRGC is really looking for an off ramp?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, I am a Trump supporter. I'm a very staunch Republican, but this is just, it's getting to a point where it's like, okay, what is the plan here? Because we are suffering at financially because of it.
They are trying to stall as much as they can to affect the midterm elections. And I think they are of the mind that if Democrats pick up seats in the elections, Trump will then be a lame duck president and won't be able to negotiate anything at that point. I think that's their strategy. I think they're underestimating Trump's tenacity. I think Trump's going to get this taken care of one way or the other before the elections.
Oh, I would hope so. You know, yeah. And I definitely agree with your perspective on the Iranians' perspective in all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at some point Trump, you know, the president's going to have to realize, you know, we have to solve this before, I mean, a little bit more before the election, you know, the midterms. I know that a lot of pundits are saying that we have until about midsummer, you know, August.
Yeah.
But I just would hope that we don't draw it out, especially when it's becoming more obvious that the Iranians are not looking to negotiate in good faith.
No,
as has been their history. I mean,
yeah.
We're talking 45 years. Of this.
They, you know, you have the carrots and sticks diplomacy. They only understand sticks.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
That's what I think we need to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, like I said, I appreciate taking a call, but that was just, you know, I wanted to touch on because I like you, I definitely don't want to see the Democrats take over in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely a supporter of President Trump. I definitely think that, you know, history has taught us that when in doubt, he usually figures it out.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely willing to give it a little bit more time. But, I mean, it is getting to a point where we're going to have to realize that we threw the first punch.
Mm-hmm.
We can't now, that the kid that we punched in the face wants to fight back, we can't now say, okay, well, let's talk about it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've already taken the step to initiate the conflict with a group of people who don't, to your point, don't understand negotiations. So I just don't. I'm starting to get a little leery of the drawing it out. But again, Lee, I love the program, love the show, and I'll keep on listening.
Thank you very much, Zach. Glad you're listening in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. Yeah, it'll have to come to blows at some point. It's getting exhausting for me each and every day to have to, okay, wait, what does that mean? What does this mean? What are, you know, these headlines that I'm getting? And then there's a lot of misinformation being spread on even just X profiles. A lot of fake videos and fake things that are, you know, watch this. The Israelis attacked Tehran overnight, and here's what they did. This is what they blew up. And no, they didn't. That's an old video from either a couple of months ago or from a couple of years ago. So it's getting more and more difficult to weed through that. And maybe that's part of the strategy of the Iranians. I don't know, but yeah, we don't want to tear up too much of their infrastructure because we want the Iranian people to be able to overthrow their government. And once they do, they're going to need their power. They're going to need, when I say power, electric power. They're going to need that. They're going to need the lights to be on. They're going to need the traffic lights to work. They're going to need all of that infrastructure working. And so I think that's where the reticence to actually throw any more bombs their way comes in. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Art writes, Lee, the E. Jean Carroll case against President Trump is one of the strangest civil cases in American history. The foundational problem is this. E. Jean Carroll could not identify when the alleged incident occurred, not even the year, with any precision. That should have killed the case as dead as a skunk on the road right there. Without the temporal anchor, no defendant, regardless of guilt or innocence, can mount an alibi defense. Trump, who's maintained detailed calendars and staff records for decades, has denied the most basic tools of self-defense, the ability to establish where he was. That's not a technicality. That is due process, and it's a violation of the constitutional level. Then Carroll produced a one piece of physical evidence she claimed corroborated her account, the dress she wore during the alleged incident. It was subsequently established that the dress was designed after the incident could have occurred. The sole corroborating evidence falsified her timeline. The case proceeded anyway. The resulting verdict was then weaponized in a defamation suit, where Trump was held liable for denying the allegation while being procedurally barred from defending against it, because it was already proven in another court, regardless of how flawed the procedure was. He was punished, in effect, for asserting his own innocence. Compounding, well, yeah, just like they tried to get him for treason for making a phone call to Putin. He made a phone call to Putin. See, he was corroborating with one of America's enemies. No, it's called negotiation. Art goes on to say, compounding everything coordinated professional and physical threats, so thoroughly intimidating, the legal community had attorneys refuse to these cases regardless of available fees. When you systematically destroy a defendant's ability to retain counsel of choice, you forfeit the right to the legitimate verdict. An allegation is not evidence. Process without substance is not law. A verdict produced under these conditions carries no legitimate authority, whatever its formal status. Not only is it the right to move to investigate Carroll, but every other person involved as well. Trump is owed serious damages here, and there may be few people who belong in prison for their roles in this case. Oh, I agree, Art, but see, that's what happened. The skillful lawyers that mounted this attack in the first place clouded it on purpose, because their goal was never to win the case. Their goal was never to get a verdict out of it. Their goal was to get what they wanted out of it, and that's what they got, a settlement. Because Trump's team finally said, all right, it's going to cost us so much more money to defend this case than it would be to throw a settlement at them, and that's what they did. They threw a settlement at them, which they're now trying to turn around and make it seem like, see, he's guilty. 405-608-4377. Thank you, Art. Good email on Freedom 96.9. And Lee Matthews with the drive. The Department of Homeland Security said Sunday night that there is zero tolerance for rioters as the New Jersey State Police moved in on agitators outside the Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey, after they refused to follow the city-imposed curfew. DHS made the comment in a series of posts on X that showed videos of what the agency described as police arresting rioters. If you riot, you will face the consequences. Law and order prevails, it said in one of the posts. Arrests are mounting, DHS said in another post. It was not immediately clear how many individuals were detained or arrested, but what was clear was that the riots were manufactured. Supplies were trucked in ahead of time. Rioters sat around waiting for their instructions, sometimes dressed as rioters, sometimes dressed as medical personnel, sometimes dressed as law enforcement, all in order to cause as much confusion and chaos as possible. And as I mentioned earlier, the rioters are trying to riot in the name of the inhabitants of the processing center, who they say are on a hunger strike, when in fact they're not on a hunger strike. They're just not eating the food that's being given to them. And the reason they're not eating the food that's being given to them is they want their home ethnic food. Well, guess what? You're going to get plenty of that, because when we're finished processing you in the Department of Homeland Security Processing Center, you're going to go back to your homeland. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Looks like CBS made the right decision. I'll tell you what happened over the weekend as a result of Stephen Colbert being out and Byron Allen coming in. Didn't even know that guy was still around. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. By the way, we're going to be handling Freedom Fest again this year, so I hope you'll be sticking around as we walk you through all of the festivities for the 4th of July celebration, which is particularly poignant this year as it's the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the creation of our nation. So we'll be doing the parade, we'll be doing the run, we'll be doing the music shows, and all of the Freedom Fest things that go along with the whole festival itself all week long. And I'll be telling you about more of that as we get closer to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. I don't like being a big Debbie Downer talking about death, but most recently it was an illustration to me of why it's important that you have a plan when it comes to Medicare. My cousin, first cousin of mine recently, she had just turned 64, diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she lasted about 2 months. That was it. Never cashed in on her Medicare, never got to enjoy that benefit that she had worked so hard for. Don't let that happen to you. Have a plan. So if you were born in 1961, you're probably getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts anyway. So get your plan. And even if you're not eligible yet, it might be a good idea to start having a plan mapped out. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group can help you out. 405-848-5790. Best call you make all year long. The team of Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Don't let the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door before you have a chance to see what you have coming to you. From the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils, everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
One of the reasons we have state governments that can rip off the taxpayer by offering them free things that other people pay for is we are the richest country in the world. You don't stay that way. With the government trying to solve problems in the name of pretend empathy, but in the process spending four times as much on the problem as we could have just did it in the private sector.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I think the next best option would be to have the IAEA and an international team recover the material and then move it to the IAEA's fuel bank in Kazakhstan. That handles low-enriched uranium, and so they would be positioned to take possession of it.
That is Andrea Strickler. She is a nuclear proliferation expert, and that is her theory of what we should do with the dust, as they call it. The dust is the enriched uranium that's at the bottom of that pit that we bombed, but the engineers that have had a look at the bomb site know that it can be excavated. It'll take a long time, but it can be excavated, and that we don't want the Iranians excavating it or possibly getting a hold of it again. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Brad writes, does he have a chance? We have a lot of Republican candidates, and here is my take after researching each candidate. I welcome corrections or educated contradictions. Jennifer Domenico Tillett, not worthy of my mention. Gettner Drummond, career politician with no achievement in personal life and office outside of military service. Definitely good old boys politician, looking out for himself and no one else. Chip Keating calls himself an outsider while being the son of former Governor Keating. Clearly nothing but an insider. No accomplishments to note. Mike Mazie, professional East Coast politician. No history of achievement in office. Works as a financial planner. Charles McCall, banker. No record of any achievement in or out of office. Actually, he's done quite a bit when he was in the House of the state legislature. Jake Merrick, strong background, private business owner, sponsored several strong conservative bills. Laisha Mitchell Haynes, not worthy of my mention. Kenneth Sturgill, not worthy of my mention. Caleb Anthony Taylor, not worthy of my mention. If I vote, it'll be for Jake Merrick. The others are all professional politicians in sheep clothing with not a single original idea between them. Drummond will probably win, and he will be the talk, and he will talk tough and do nothing as the rhino as he is. Okay, Brad. Well, thank you. Other than my correction about McCall, I think Charles McCall has done a lot. He didn't succeed a lot, but he introduced a lot of bills and oversaw a lot of those bills as well. So, but I'm with you on Jake Merrick right now. Right now, Jake Merrick appears to have he appears to be the only one with the list. Here's what I want to do. And I like that. I like that in a candidate. A checklist. The rest, oh, I'm going to keep the Trump-isms going. I'm going to do what Trump would want to do, and so on and so forth. And I know that that's what they're trying to sell, but it's not saying anything about the important. None of them are talking about data centers. And that is the number one issue right now with rural voters. None of them are saying anything about the oil industry. None of them are saying anything about high prices. None of them are saying anything about all of the businesses that want to come to Oklahoma, but how are we going to keep those businesses, you know, like the copper smelting in Iona? You know, how are we going to keep them from not destroying some of our lifestyle? Power grid, water, etc. And none of them are talking about that. None of them are talking about any of the issues that I can see anyway. Education, big issue. Mike Mazie's getting a lot of criticism. He insulted all the teachers. No, he didn't. He didn't insult all the teachers. He insulted all of the administrators because we have too many of them. 405-608-4377. William writes, Lee, I was driving home from dropping the lovely wife and daughter off at the airport, and I found the discussion you were talking about Iran last week interesting and perhaps a little humorous, but also a little off. I am no student of theology, and if anything, I'm a lapsed Protestant. That said, in my early 70s, I set a goal. The goal was to read the King James Bible cover to cover. I've checked that box. I've also read the Torah cover to cover. I'm now tackling the Quran with the help of a guidebook. So far, I haven't found reference to 72 virgins, but I will keep looking. Will I try to see if their pronouns are mentioned as well? My whole point is, most of us who have no real understanding of the Quran, nor do we read or attempt to read it. I'm reading to get the gist and make up my own mind. Like anything or anything else we tend to hate, do we really know what we're talking about if we haven't read the foundational document? Well, William, when I bring up the 72 virgins, I usually do so in the form of a joke, because I, too, have never seen that. I've seen Islamists, clerics talk about it, and I've seen them use it as a sales pitch to try to get more Islamists. But I still maintain that Islam is not a religion of redemption. It may have peaceful parts of it, but overall, it doesn't come close to Christianity when it comes to redemption. More coming up.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says peace talks with Iran are continuing despite Iranian state media reports claiming that Tehran has pulled out over Israeli attacks in Lebanon. Iran says negotiations will not resume until Israel leaves Lebanon and ends the fighting in Gaza. Sidney McCain is officially stepping down as the executive director of the World Food Program.
She took to Instagram to say that today is her last day in the role, noting that she hasn't been 100% since suffering a stroke last October. The widow of late Arizona Senator John McCain added that she intends to spend more time with her family, then stay tuned. McCain revealed that she would be leaving her post at WFP back in February. In Phoenix, I'm at Matt and Sen.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 46 points. The S&P 500 added 19 points, and the NASDAQ gained 114 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network USA, Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
A pedestrian was killed Sunday night after being struck by a vehicle on westbound I-40 near South Post Road in southeast Oklahoma City. According to OHP, the victim had been lying in the roadway before standing up and being struck by an oncoming vehicle just before 11 o'clock. The person was pronounced dead at the scene, and their identity has yet to be released as an investigation continues. State authorities say five people were arrested after a raid on an illegal marijuana grow operation. Oklahoma City investigators seized roughly 3,200 marijuana plants, more than 400 pounds of processed marijuana, firearms, and cash during searches at a warehouse and a connected residence. Attorney General Gentner Drummond said shutting down these illegal grow facilities remains a top priority, noting that more than 10,500 illegal grows have been closed statewide over the past 3 years. OKC leaders are breaking ground on the new $121 million MAPS 4 multipurpose stadium. The 10,000-seat stadium will be built near Oklahoma City Boulevard and Shields Boulevard and is designed with room for future expansion. Construction is expected to take about 18 months, and the facility is projected to open in early 2028. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Tulsa set a record earlier today. They had the largest automobile rally and cruise event in celebration of the 100th anniversary of Route 66. Well, that's an inspiration to cruise down Route 66 to El Reno, a short drive from wherever you are, and Oklahoma City during this anniversary year, and check out what Frontier Auto Group has for you, because they're right there on Route 66 and have been on Route 66 ever since there's been a Route 66. It's Lee Matthews, Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, family-oriented business. While others are playing the corporate tune, Frontier Auto Group is dancing to the beat of their own drum like they have ever since their inception, because they're a small-town dealer, and they haven't forgotten their small-town roots. Most of the people have been working there for a long time because it's a great place to work. Most of them all go to church together. So you'll be a part of the family as well if you come in and do your buying from Frontier Auto Group. Look for your car online, make and model, make an appointment then, and they, within 24 hours, can have it there with you to let you test drive it. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer in El Reno.
We take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Our trade deficit has reduced, and it's driving the left nuts. Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will be cooler with varying cloud cover and a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 88. Tomorrow night, we'll see increasing clouds, high humidity with occasional rain and a late night thunderstorm. The low will be about 68. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in some parts of the region in the afternoon. The high temperature will be around 87. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
My staff keeps telling me to make videos, you know, just be normal and all that kind of stuff. And I tell them, hell, nobody's normal in the United States Senate. In fact, the United States Senate only works when everybody isn't crazy at the same time.
Ain't it the truth? John Kennedy of Louisiana. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Looks like CBS made the right decision, getting rid of Stephen Colbert and replacing him with Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed. I'll get into that coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Russell from Oklahoma City.
Russell, sir, good to hear from you.
Yes. Since when you had your last segment, mm-hmm. and you had that ranking of the check marks of what all they accomplished and didn't accomplish.
Yeah.
I haven't. Well, maybe you could. We have 15 more days until the election, right?
For the primary, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about... this may be short notice, but how about since he was high on Jake Merritt's list about of all of them being accomplished anything, mm-hmm. how about try to get him on your show and interview him or any other candidate?
Well, I have planned on that. Here is the hiccup, and I don't want to get too deep into FCC regulations. We are in a window where if I offer 5 minutes to one candidate, I have to offer it to all of them. And there are so many of them, I don't know that I would be able to give them that amount of time in between now and the election. See, because I'd have to offer them to the Republicans and to the Democrats. So
there's only one Democrat running, right?
I think she's got an opponent. Cindy
oh,
Munson.
Really?
I think she's got an opponent. I'll have to look. Anyway, I'd much rather wait till the primary to where things are narrowed down. And then I'll go from there.
Okay. Now, prediction. Do you think there will be a runoff?
Oh, I know there will be.
Between who?
Ah, that is the question. I think it may end up being a three-way runoff because it is so close among Keating, Drummond, and Mazie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're all polling at about 21.4%, all three of them. Mazie might be 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, since you brought up Jake Merrick, is it Merritt or Merrick?
Merrick with a K.
Merrick with a K. Yeah. Okay. So, do you think you have a lot of pull in your persuasion of talking about the candidate?
Yes, but I also don't think I need it when it comes to Jake because everybody knows Jake. Everybody who listens to this program knows Jake.
Well, I haven't. I don't know anything about him. I don't know. What is he currently doing?
Well, he was a state legislator, and then he was a radio host, and he's been a businessman. Right now, he's running for office, and that's a full-time job.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm pulling for Mike Mazie. I've always have been because he's a businessman. Maybe he's, I don't know.
I like what he had to say about education the other day at the debates, and he pissed off the OAE and the NEA. And if they're pissed off, then you're on the right track.
Well, I don't like Charles McCall. I don't like Gittner Drummond because I think he's just a complete moron. And Chip Keating is just riding off of his daddy's curtail. So.
Okay, well, let me give you my take on those three. Mazie is the one that impresses me the most with his platform because he actually has somewhat of a platform. Keating, I think he is trying to run off of the name of familiarity, but I also understand a lot of his financing is coming from out of state. And it makes me wonder, okay, what favors will you owe people giving you that money from out of state interests? Gettner Drummond, I have agreed with some of his rulings as attorney general, and I've disagreed with some of his rulings as attorney general. Either way, he's not given me anything to vote for other than he's been attorney general. He's not given me a platform. He's not given me a, here's what's wrong, I'm going to fix it. He's not given me something to vote for.
True.
So Mazie and Jake Merrick both have. Here's what I stand for. Here's what you vote for me, you're voting for this. A, B, C, D.
Yeah. Well, with Gittner Drummond, wow, what a name. I mean, like, the only thing that comes to my mind is get a battle on the Gittner. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Well, and we have some broadcast equipment that's made by a company called Gittner. And so that's what I think of, but I know he does. That's his first name. That's not his last name.
Yes, I know. But anyway, and plus, I don't know if I can say this word or not, but I think he's a fame, he's a fame, WHORE.
Oh, well, there have been some of his legal decisions that he's made as attorney general that I immediately knew. The only reason you're making that decision is because you want people to talk about you and you want people to remember you. And there were several court cases that he poked himself into where, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with the state attorney general. It has to do with a local district attorney and a defense attorney. And the attorney general should have nothing to say in this particular case, but he did anyway. And I'm like, okay, you're just trying to get people to talk about you and remember who you are. Now, okay, I get the technique. I understand that. I'm a marketer myself. I know how to get people's attention. But if you're going to get people's attention for something like that, then let's find out why you want my attention. Tell me what it is you're going to stand for. And nobody's doing that right now.
Yeah. Okay, Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think you're right on the right track. I think you're exactly where every voter who's listening to this program is. I don't know. I'm leaning this way because of a gut feeling. I'm leaning that way because of a not a gut feeling, and so on. And that's how people vote.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting night on June 16th.
Yes.
All right, I guess I'll let you go.
All right. I'm glad you called, Russell. Hope I can enlighten you with some of the conversation that I have on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Marvin writes, Lee, isn't it interesting how things get handled in Oklahoma? Swadley's Barbecue got hit fast with charges and a lot of public attention over a fraud case. But with Red Rock Canyon State Park, it felt a lot quieter. That place wasn't always been one of our go-to camping spots. And a lot of taxpayers believe there wasn't much public input or clear discussion when it was taken out of the state park control and given back to the tribes. A lot of people want to see it put back under the state parks authority so it's publicly managed again and stays open and accountable to the people who support it. Marvin, I had not heard one way or the other if people liked it better as a state-run entity or a tribal-run entity. I've been over to Turner Falls, and that looks, even though that's a tribal entity, it looks to me like it's being run very efficiently. So I don't know. You're the first person to mention it to me, Marvin, but thanks a lot. 405-628-4377. And CBS apparently made the right decision when it came to getting rid of Stephen Colbert and hiring Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed. There are a lot of people that over the weekend were aghast and talking about how Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed only drew 878,000 viewers, which is less than the 2.15 million the predecessor, Stephen Colbert, drew on average. But here's the thing. CBS lost $40 million each year to produce The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, which attracted 2.1 million viewers. CBS profited $15 million per year to air Comics Unleashed, which attracted 878,000 in its debut. Which is better as far as a business decision is concerned? Losing $40 million a year or profiting $15 million a year? And it gets even more complicated. After buying Colbert's former time slot from CBS, Byron Allen will keep the proceeds from whatever advertising he sells. And I didn't know this till I read this article. But evidently that time slot, CBS and the owner of CBS has decided they're not going to run it like it's been run in previous entertainment divisions. They're going to do what's called broker it out. In other words, they're going to lease the time to an entirely different operation who will then be responsible for producing it and getting the talent and making the content entertaining. And that in return, that producer will get all the advertising time that they can sell. So, the network will get $15 million a year. The network won't have to spend anything on production costs. Maybe the air conditioning that it takes and the light bill that it takes to keep the lights on in the theater. But Byron Allen will be able to, and I'm sure he's got a whole team of people that he's going to employ, to help produce the show, write the show, get the comics on, and sell the advertising, which he will then get to keep. He's basically going to lease that time slot to do whatever he wants with it. If you don't know Byron Allen's story, and I did, I was surprised he was still around because I think all of those who were associated with the 1980s television show Real People are dead. He went from being a stand-up comedian to co-hosting a 1970s reality show called Real People to becoming a successful enough in media and real estate that he spent $100 million on a home in Malibu. Because Real People was produced by NBC, Byron Allen would wander on to The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson's set, and if no one was there, he would sit at Johnny Carson's desk and pretend to do the hosting. Last week, he purchased the entire Late Show time slot from Paramount and NBC. So we'll see how he does with that. This is the first time, though, I think I've seen an arrangement like that with a major television network. We do this quite often in the talk radio business with our weekend programming because we're not, it's like a hotel that doesn't sell all the rooms. And if we have advertisers who want to buy a block of programming and then they can go out and sell their advertising to recoup their cost, and if they're successful at it, fine. If not, whatever. But it ends up being a really good relationship for a lot of different businesses. McRoof is one of them. McGuire Capital is another one. Robin. She does very well. And this is the first time I've seen it on network television. So we'll see how it works out. I think the stand-up comedians, though, is a good thing. Because everybody likes stand-up comedians. And even if they're marginal, everybody likes to be made to laugh. And you're getting so many varied stand-up comedians. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be real good. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And people don't have to reach very far to get the kind of content Stephen Colbert was producing. Standard talk show interview kind of stuff. I mean, there's a podcast there for everything. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Bobby writes, Democrats are furious as Trump is hosting a UFC event on the hallowed ground they used to hold topless trans events. The UFC Freedom 250 event is scheduled for Sunday the 14th, but Democrats were hoping to derail the event by complaining loudly and saying, shame on you, in an effort to make Trump feel guilty about not celebrating trans rights with a bunch of topless men pretending to be women. Several Democratic politicians weighed in on the upcoming event. Trump responded to the criticism by arguing, UFC fights would be the only way for topless men to be on the White House lawn from now on. All right. I love it. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. A scorcher today. In fact, over the weekend, I changed my air conditioning filters and poured a little bleach solution down the air conditioning drain so it won't clog with algae if and when the time comes. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Yeah, those summertime chores are here. It's also the time of year where if you've incurred any kind of damage from the recent storm season, it might start showing itself with some of the chances of rain we've got coming later this week. So Joe Biden may have been bragging about building back better. Scott McCollum of McRoof is here to actually do it. Rather than repeating the past failures, McRoof will fortify your roof to better handle what the Oklahoma weather can throw at it, and your insurance company prefers that word, fortify. So there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are right now, and every year that goes by, it'll cost you more, and your insurance company will pay less. So call this number, 405-877-7663, or keep it handy if you notice something weird in the next couple of days or weeks. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Larry Stein,
Oklahoma County Assessor.
Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year.
That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology.
Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency.
Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans
billions.
Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts.
Stick with Stein.
Vote for proven results.
The Stein way.
Vote Larry Stein.
Vote early.
Vote absentee.
Vote June 16th.
Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Kojo Nation, are you ready?
Here he comes. The Platinum Selling Cowboy. Cody Johnson. An additional show Friday, August 7th at Paycom Center. Cody. Country's heavy hitter. Country's best, Cody Johnson, live 26. The hits, the new music. Cody Johnson. Special guest, Clint Black and Chase Beckham. Friday, August 7th at Paycom Center. Tickets are on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com. Oklahoma City. Don't miss Cody Johnson, Live 26.
Freedom 96.9 is the choice for voters in the June 16th primary. Get your name and message out to the voters. Call 405-456-0760 or click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News.
This is Aaron Brolback, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolback on Freedom 96.9. It's 2A Tuesday on Freedom 96.9. We'll talk about your rights and who's trying to take them away. We want to hear your best and worst dad jokes and the dad joke of the day, plus your calls and comments. It all happens Tuesday at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolback on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You guys blew it. Trump sealed what you broke, the border. Now he's cleaning up the aftermath. You can't stand there and tell us how to clean up the mess. You lost that right.
Greg Gutfeld of Fox. Well, he's got his own comedy show, too, but he also is does The Five. On Freight of 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews. Hey, the United States goods trade deficit narrowed more than expected in April, driven by a surge in exports that more than offset the sharp rise in capital goods and imports. The Commerce Department reported on Friday that the goods trade deficit fell $82.4 billion in April from $85 billion in March, now below the $86 billion economists had forecast. Exports of goods rose 4% for the month to $219.7 billion, outpacing the 1.9% rise in imports to $302.1 billion. Capital goods imports rose 5.6% in April and were up 40% from a year earlier, an increase so large and so concentrated in business equipment that the points towards the abroad corporate investment cycle. It also shows that America remains significantly dependent on technology imports after several decades of neglectful trade policies that offshored productivity and productive capacity. Thank you, NAFTA, by the way. Capital goods exports rose sharply from 7.5% for the month and 20.6% for the year. That suggests strong demand for U.S.-made capital goods, even as the American business continued importing equipment for domestic investment. Consumer good imports, by contrast, fell 1% in April and were down 19% from April 2025. All right, that's a lot of economic speak, but it all comes down to we are starting to export more than we import. That is a good thing. Whenever the United States has goods and services that other people want and are willing to pay for, that is good for the American economy. Now, for whatever reason, that seemed to not be
top of the mind for Republicans in the 90s, in the early 90s and 2000s. It seemed to be a race to the bottom to see if we could get as many products as we could made outside of the United States and then brought into the United States rather than made in the United States. And that's one of the things that Trump is trying to change, because it'll then reduce our dependence on some of these nations like China to build our stuff for us. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Joe Pags is coming up next. Dad joke of the day tomorrow and 2A Tuesday for Aaron Brillbeck. Ride to work and school with him on Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.